Today, I celebrate 1 year of transformative moments and breakthroughs. I celebrate my shift from living in despair to living daringly. I celebrate my mindset shift from worrying about the past to wondering about future possibilities. I am your hostess with the mostest, Nelita Hollis, and it's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. It's time to lock in, load up, and lean in. That means reduce your distractions, gather all your mental and emotional energy, and direct that energy to today's topic. Can I be selfish for a minute? Finding my victory. That's right, my victory. It's been a year, y'all. 250 downloads on Buzzsprout, several enlightening conversations, countless moments of reflection. I had no idea what I was doing. I had to figure out microphones, editing software, how to upload a podcast. Heck, I didn't even really know what a podcast was, and I still don't have a microphone. But what frightened me the most was sharing my voice with the world. Students, an audience, yes. Intimacy, easy as pie. But this journey, my personal 1 degree to victory, I discovered was not about where I'd already been. 1 year, 365 days, and a lifetime of change. A discovery of a new self I never knew I needed or existed. I've been tenacious and assertive and fearless. I've been lost, afraid. I've been to hell and back. That's what I call the period before 1 degree to victory, y'all. Hell. You know, we find ourselves like Elijah in the middle of our trauma, searching for God's voice in the whirlwind or the firestorm. We look for grand gestures and monumental signs that he's with us, that he's going to tell us what to do and where to go to get us out of the storm. But beautiful souls, it's so often that after the firestorms, the whirlwinds, and the earthquakes of life, it's in the stillness that we hear his divine whisper and profound guidance. It's in the stillness that we hear our souls speaking truths we've often ignored. One night, after my trauma, after my devastation, I listened, I heard, and the journey toward 1 degree to victory began. I think that perhaps the most crucial lesson of all has been the power of being intentional. My God, I've learned to slow down, to move with purpose and not haste, and approach each decision with deliberate thought, reflection, and meditation. Sure, there were moments when I doubted myself, days when I was unsure of the vision, and yet in all that uncertainty, with each faith-forward step, with each episode release, a space emerged. This is the space. This is the space, constant listener, where passion and purpose intersect. This is the transformative power of intentionality. It is in these spaces that I discovered myself for this season. This is the space where you and I are meant to be. To anyone feeling like you've got to keep up, like you've got something to prove, I say this: slow down, trust the journey, trust yourself, and most importantly, trust the timing. What I share with you here is what I discovered and am still uncovering, that when we allow ourselves to shift, and I mean really shift in tune with God's timing, with our hearts and minds open, we set out on a path that we never planned, but one that was always meant for us. The destination that he has planned for us is a place of unmatched peace, a sense of belonging, the home within ourselves that we've been seeking all along. As I celebrate 1 year of 1 degree to victory, I want to extend my deepest gratitude to you, constant listener. Thank you for your support. Thank you for journeying with me and allowing me to journey with you in this space and time. Here's to the shifts yet to come, to the victories waiting just beyond the horizon, and to the peace we find along the way. Beautiful souls, I want to remind you, dare to shift. to listen deeply, to live intentionally and pace yourself. And listen, don't just find victory, find peace. Find peace in a life beautifully and divinely orchestrated just for you. Listen, as always, don't forget to go to the Facebook page, Instagram, and YouTube. Click all the buttons social media likes you to click. Share it, because I'd like that. And remember, beautiful souls, to love yourself a little more than you did yesterday.